This is Dale here with Y01 Radio, and joining me today from Harrowells is Ed. Hello.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
I'm not bad, thank you. Yourself?
Good, thank you.
So we're here to talk about something really, really important, and that's wills.
Really important, but potentially really quite boring as well. I'm sure we can make it interesting.
Absolutely. I'm going to tell you something very, very shaming to me. I don't have a will.
Oh, really?
I don't know. And my wife is always on at me about it, always telling me we should sort one out. And it's just not something I've got around to. Yeah. So maybe today you can convince me.
Maybe.
Do I need a will?
Okay. Yes. Well, I mean, there's various reasons you need a will. I mean, there could be various things in your life that need to be dealt with. Mine are children, so you're appointing guardians. You might have so much money you need to do some inheritance tax planning. You might have a business you want to leave to somebody. And you might just want the peace of mind to make sure that you're appointing somebody as your executor who can actually do what you're asking them to do, really. So there's various reasons, but it's really just to ensure that, you know, it's the only piece of paper you'll ever sign in your life that gives everything you own away. And that's the way I kind of think about it. So it's quite important, really. But, you know, about a third of the country don't make one ever.
That high?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's still relatively accurate statistic. Yeah, there's about a third of people just don't get around to it. And I can kind of understand that. It's a bit morbid and, well, potentially a bit morbid and makes you think about things you don't necessarily want to be thinking about.
Yeah, I suppose that nobody really wants to face their own sort of mortality, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. So I kind of say, you know, just get it done, get talked through it and then stick it in the drawer and forget about it. So
playing devil's advocate then, you know, if I was to say, well, I don't really need a will, everything's really straightforward, you know, it's obvious. In the legal world, is there such a thing as obvious?
There can be. There can be obvious things and there can be easy things. But I think there's so often you just find that you'll sit and talk to people and you'll get to know them a little bit more. And actually, there's always something that comes out where they could just do with a bit of advice. And they might end up sometimes in the same position they would have been if they didn't have any advice, but it's that sort of informed decision and that advice, really. I mean, I'd always sort of say that we're not necessarily document drafters, we're advisors, and you end up with a document at the end of it, but that's not really all of the expertise. The expertise is the advice and the thought process and why you end up where you end up.
So it's sort of the preceding discussion before the actual will part is really important.
Yeah, absolutely. And the kind of chat during it as well. So, I mean, a will says who's getting what and who's in charge of sorting it all out, but it doesn't talk you through the thought process of why you ended up like that. It doesn't say why somebody who might not be in it isn't in it. So if you saw a solicitor, if you saw us to do it, we would make extensive notes of why things have happened, and they can be really useful if people contest estates or think that so-and-so's intention was always to do X when it was to do Y. And if you've got a note to say, well, we talked about all of this stuff and that was never the plan, and there's a reason why so-and-so isn't included or they're getting less than you thought, quite often that sort of stops problems in their tracks. Whereas if you've got homemade wills or online wills, you've just got a bare document with nothing else to refer to, and they're the ones that you can have issues with.
Yeah, I suppose what you're really doing coming to a lawyer for a will is getting peace of mind, because as you say, you may end up with the same document at the end, but you know that you've crossed the T's, dotted the I's, and everything is exactly as it needs to be, and you can sort of relax then. You never have to worry about it again.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it sounds, hopefully it doesn't sound too pretentious, but wills are not the easiest document to draft. In fact, I mean, I've been doing private client stuff about 20 years. They're probably technically one of the most difficult things we do. And I suppose the job of somebody who's good at doing it is to make something really complicated look easy. So you might end up with something that you think, well, crikey, that's straightforward. But the sort of thought processes that have gone on in the person who's drafting its mind are probably quite extensive, really.
So you talked about sort of the self-drafted wills or the online wills. What are the pitfalls of that?
One of them is what we've already talked about, is that there's no background notes or information to sort of explain why it does what it does. I think depending on the level of sophistication, if you've got estates where you might have to do some tax planning or you've got a business, you need to cross-refer to other documents, potentially such as shareholders agreements and things like that. So you know, you're probably unlikely to get talked through that thought process in great detail via a sort of online offering or a one off the shelf from Smith's or something like that. The other issue is actually really, really commonly on homemade wills or online stuff, they're never signed right. So I had one 2 days ago where they'd got an online will company to do the will, signed it, somebody brought it in, and it looked absolutely fine. And we sent it out to one of the beneficiaries, who said, well, I know those two people were not in the same room at the same time when they signed it. So unfortunately, the entire thing is invalid.
Completely void.
Yeah. Wow. Which is then an intestacy issue, and it's completely going somewhere they didn't want it to.
So it's going to be really easy to contest. And
it's not even going to be contested. Lengthy. It's not valid. It's dead in the water, I'm afraid. So it's pretty grim, and I do feel really, really sorry for them. But there's not much they can do about it, to be quite honest with you.
I suppose in those events where, you know, they are going to be contested or they're void or invalid for any reason, that can become a really costly and lengthy process.
Yeah, massively. And I mean, not looking at it particularly accurately, but I'd imagine our litigation department's caseload of contested probates, probably 70% of them are homemade or online wills. Yeah, so quite high. It's quite often in the detail.
So you are just massively protecting yourself, using a lawyer, using a professional to get it right the first time.
Yeah, I think so. And I suppose I would say that, really. But, you know, your experience does bring that to bear, that the main problems are sort of caused by not dealing with it properly in the first place.
Now, I want to talk about something that's going to send half the people running for the hills screaming in fear and half the people whooping with delight, and that's ChatGPT.
Okay.
Those very terrifying words that sort of have creeped up into our consciousness for the last few months. Now, a lot of people are using ChatGPT for a lot of things, you know, document writing, stuff like that. So there may be, you know, a sort of, you know, a need or a want to do that for wills.
Yeah.
You know, again, devil's advocate, you can see the appeal. Lawyers cost money. You know, it's only a form. How difficult can it be? You know, it's all a bit awkward. I don't want to discuss these personal things, so I'll just do it with a computer. You know, these are sort of issues that may arise every day. So could I use ChatGPT? Is that a good idea?
You could use it. I probably would say it's not a good idea for obvious reasons and for what I've said before. But interestingly, we looked at it in a department meeting about 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I think we asked it something like, prepare a simple family will for somebody who's married and they've got kids. And actually what it produced was pretty good. But the issue is, as the user, you don't necessarily know the questions you need to ask it to produce something. So it's the what you don't know and what it doesn't know. And I mean, I'm no expert in it whatsoever, but I think it sort of feeds off input it's already got. So goodness knows what's already in it. I mean, I can see it will be used to draft legal documents in the future. But I suppose I'd go back to the point earlier that we're not necessarily document producers, we're advisors. And it's that you're just not getting as part of that process. But it is quite interesting to see it produce stuff. It's vaguely terrifying as well if you've ever seen the film Terminator.
I've used it briefly. You know, I'm not as enamored with it as a lot of people are, and for me it just sort of gives you back what you've put in with longer, flowerier words. It's just you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that really all that exciting? So yes, it might produce a will that has Lolly's lovely big words, but as you say, it completely lacks that advice element, that maybe there is something that needs more carefully looking at rather than just a rote repetition of what you've said in longer words.
Yeah, exactly. It also isn't going to do you a file note of why you've decided you're doing what you're doing, really, and talk you through that process, is it? So it's probably not the greatest idea to do it. But I mean, undoubtedly some people will do it. I mean, I can be fairly sure in the next couple of years I'll be having that conversation with my son about why he's asked it to try and do his homework. it's going to be something we have to deal with, and it'll almost inevitably have advantages in some areas, but I don't know. I do find the whole thing vaguely terrifying, really, but I suppose I'm old and a Luddite, so you know, that's probably why, isn't it?
So, you know, you've given us a lot of good reasons why a professional to write your will is a good idea. So for those one third of the population, which is a terrifying statistic, that don't have one, how can they sort of contact you for some advice and some help?
Well, they can contact us using the website, which is www.harrowells.co.uk, or they can phone on 01904 558600.
They're going to be able to help me out because, as I say, I don't have one.
Yeah, well, you can do mine as well because I haven't got one either. So that's a terrible terrible admission, isn't it? But, you know, I know I'm all right on that basis.
Good, so. Yeah, I'm sure you'll be fine. Well, Ed, thank you so much for your time, and you've scared me into getting a wheel, so thank you very much.
Good stuff. Thank you. Nice to meet you. Yeah. Cheers.